Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. The Rotary Club of Milwaukee is celebrating its centennial anniversary this month. The local branch of the service organization was founded just 8 years after the international organization was begun, making it one of the longest operating chapters in the world. While much about the group and Rotary has changed, leaders of the group say much remains the same as well. Rick White is the current president of Milwaukee Rotary. He and member Joanne Anton join me in the studio now. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us. This is great to be here.
It's a treat. Thank you.
What is the story of Milwaukee Rotary circa 2013? Where are you today versus where Rotary has been in the past?
Well, we've been celebrating this year because we have a pretty rich history in the community, certainly in terms of service to the community, but also as a place where people come, where issues are discussed, where we learn about what's going on, and it's a very exciting place to be because everyone who's in Rotary is really a leader in their profession in some way.
I just think the ideals of Rotary keep it relevant, justifies its existence year in and year out. And I would say today, 100 years later, it's as relevant, if not more, because of its ideals.
Well, talk about those ideals. What are those ideals as you see them, and how do they speak to who each of you are?
I think I like to describe them as very simple and sincere ideals. Rotary has a four-way test, and above and beyond that, just believes in some very key fundamental things of fellowship, friendship, service above self. That is our motto. And finding ways to really contribute to the surrounding community, but also the world.
I think Joanne touched on service above self. That's been the Rotary motto for a long time. And if you think how Rotary was first begun, a group of business people getting together who are interested not only in business and business relationships, but they have something that's a cut above that's a little different. And that is, how can we make the place that we live a better place? So they're focused not only on business and business relationships and policies and issues of the day, but also focused on making that community, wherever it may be, a better place to be. And as Rotary has grown over the last 100 years and has become an international organization, that is true not only in local communities around the world, but it's certainly true internationally. And we also try to make the world a better place, it's sometimes in big ways, sometimes in small ways. But at the end of the day, it's always looking toward the future and always looking to say, well, what can we do that's a little bit better?
This is an era when there are a million different networking opportunities, many of them virtual, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or any number of ways that people have of staying in contact with each other and leveraging each other's support. Why is it still important in 2013 for people to physically be in the presence of other people and doing the kinds of things that Rotary does?
Well, I think a couple of things. You can absolutely establish a relationship online, a digital relationship. But there's something about knowing that other person, knowing how they're going to react, knowing who you can go to in a particular situation. As things come up, the relationships that Rotary allows you to establish give you that edge. I'm going to go to Joanne instead of Mitch because Joanne is the person I know who's passionate about this particular issue. And the other thing is, frankly, you know who you can count on. And the nice thing about Rotary is I know I can go to any Rotarian because of the type of person that is in the Rotary Club, and I can count on that person.
Rotary is tangible. Some of those other things you mentioned are somewhat intangible, can't be touched, can't be felt, and everything about Rotary is upfront, close, personal. We take on ownership of issues, of our community, of each other, and we're all the better for it. We sort of lose ourselves in the organization, but find ourselves at the same time.
After 100 years of existence, can you point to the tangible evidence that's out there of the impact Rotary has had on the Milwaukee community?
Sure. I'll give you a couple of examples in the past, and then we can go to one that's really current and is something we're very, very excited about. But for example, Rotary has been on the forefront of a number of things here in the community. If you look at Feeding America, that started as Second Harvest. That was a Rotary project. If you look at the Low Vision Clinic, that was a Rotary project. The Children's Health Education Center that Aurora runs, that was a Rotary project. Those are things that have been in the community that Rotarians said, hey, there's a need there. Maybe we can get something going. Because one of the great strengths of Rotary is the ability to take an idea, take what Rotary and Rotarians can do as individuals, and then leverage that to make a better thing. This is our 100th anniversary, so we wanted to have a 100th anniversary gift or project for the community. And in September 29th, will be the grand opening of the Rotary Club of Milwaukee Centennial Arboretum. We did this in partnership with the Urban Ecology Center, the Milwaukee Urban River Foundation, the River Revitalization Foundation, the city, the county, private landowners. Rotary put some money in there, and I'll tell you, we put $400,000 in there. The reality is this is an $8 million-plus project. So we were able to pull that together, and what we will give to the community on September 29th is something that will last for hundreds of years. It will greatly expand the urban ecology's ability to do outdoor education, but more, it will be a seed, a place where seeds from native species can be harvested and used throughout the state. And this is just going to be a wonderful place to go. It's down behind the Urban Ecology Center along the Milwaukee River and basically is going to create an oasis in the middle of the city. We think that's something that will improve the quality of life for a long time to come.
You both mentioned the notion that Rotary is just as relevant to life today as it was 100 years ago. Is there a challenge in getting that message out? Do you feel like you have to raise your voice a little bit to be heard over everything?
Well, I don't know if it's raising your voice, but you are absolutely correct. There are many, many outlets, ways to serve if you want, ways to get involved, ways to come together and develop relationships with others. Rotary is seen by many as, oh, this is old-fashioned, this is really kind of traditional, I want to do something else. But at the end of the day, Rotary and organizations like Rotary absolutely make a very tangible difference in the quality of life. I'll give you another example that something that only Rotary can do, for example. In 1988, we declared war on polio. In 1988, you would have thought, hey, that's a disease that's been long gone since the 50s. In 1988, there were over 300,000 cases of polio worldwide, and that was silly. There was no reason for that. Rotary teamed with the World Health Organization, with the United Nations, and other organizations, and we decided this is stupid, and we're going to get rid of polio. And we've been on a tear to do that since that time. Last year, there were only 270 cases worldwide. We still have some ways to go, but we're very close now. That's the type of thing that only a club like Rotary can do, and at the same time, turn around and come to a place like Milwaukee and listen to the governor one week, listen to the mayor the next week, listen to a debate on a policy issue that's coming up. You know, that's the type of thing that Rotary can do that you don't find in too many other places.
And the best thing about Rotary is where others see challenges, we see opportunities. And so our club continues to adapt and evolve and really take advantage of some of the tools out there, but also really continue to invest and harness our greatest asset, which is our people and our membership. We're only as strong as the members that we have.
You mentioned the perception of Rotary as being old-fashioned. Is there a concerted effort to go out and find younger members?
Well, I think so. And a great example is the young lady sitting to my right here. Rotarians have typically been seen as the CEOs, the old-school type of individuals. In fact, we have a number of business owners in our club. We have a number of CEOs or chief professional officers of not-for-profits in the community. We have a number of executives from large businesses. But we have folks who are maybe not quite at that level yet who are coming along and will be the leaders recognized as tomorrow. Certainly, we want those individuals as well. Any club, any organization like that needs those individuals. We certainly would welcome those individuals as well.
And I want to make a plug for, I think there are so many cool things about Rotary, but one of the most intriguing is that we are worldwide. And so when you think about joining a club or endeavoring in any one particular direction, where else can you go where you are welcomed into 34,000 clubs all around the world? And anytime you step outside of your comfort zone or your geographic zip code, you can find friendship, fellowship, service above self in another club, whether it's in the zip code next door or in a country on the other side of the world.
Joanne Anton, Rick White, thank you so much. Best of luck to you on this 100th anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rick White is the president of the Rotary Club of Milwaukee and a vice president at We Energies. Joanne Anton is a Rotary member and an assistant to former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl. There's a link to more about Milwaukee Rotary and its 100th anniversary from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Another break now, and then Lake Effect heads to the farm with writer Christy Athens. Stay tuned for that conversation coming up next. You're listening to WUWM. We'll be right back.